From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Hi, everyone. Mitchell Speltz with you from North Augusta, SRP Park, for the fifth game of this six-game series between the Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox. It's been a series that has not gone Augusta's way so far the last three nights, with yesterday in particular being a tough one on the chin as the Red Sox won handily 17-3, largest margin of defeat and most runs given up in a game this year by Augusta. Eight of those runs came in the first. Edinson Paulino had a grand slam and two homers overall as he drove in seven for the Red Sox, who are now going for a series win here tonight. Green Jackets have other ideas, though. Right-hander J.R. Ritchie, the 35th overall pick in July's 2022 draft. He will get the call. His second start, first at home. He'll get Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, who's making his debut appearance for the Salem Red Sox as well. We are just getting on started here on the On Deck Show, built by Tax Slayer. We'll take our first break, and we'll come back with more on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is... The On Deck Show continues, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Now time for our probable pitcher report as we check out the two starters for tonight's game. For the Red Sox, they'll be throwing right-hander Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. He's a native of Puerto Rico. Fourth round pick by Boston last season in July from the Leadership Christian Academy in Puerto Rico. This will be his debut appearance with Salem. He's thrown the ball very well this year down in Florida for Boston. 1.95 ERA in 11 games, 8 starts, 32 and a third innings with 36 strikeouts. His last appearance on the mound's been a little bit. It was August 19th for them against the Twins Florida team. For the Green Jackets, J.R. Ritchie, the number 35 overall pick. He was the competitive balance round selection by Atlanta. He is coming off a nice outing a week ago tonight in Myrtle Beach through four shutout innings. Got a lot of early first pitch swings against him, plenty of ground ball outs. Gave up two hits, one strikeout, one walk, an eventual comeback win for Augusta. We've got more yet to come here on the On Deck Show, built by Tax Slayer here from SRP Park. We will take a break and come back with our drive around the league next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Who do you think should be the
Green Jackets in Augusta? The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Mitchell Speltz back with you on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. Now time for our drive around the league, presented by EasyGo. As you look at the Carolina League slate that is currently ongoing, a few games in particular. Carolina leads Columbia 5-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Fireflies start the night currently 2.5 back of first place Charleston. In down east, it's 1-0 Fayetteville in Kinston. That's in the top of the second inning. At 6:05 tonight, Delmarva is at Fredericksburg. Charleston is hosting Myrtle Beach. Pelicans won that game yesterday to even the series at 2 games apiece. And Kannapolis is at Lynchburg. In the Braves ranks today, Atlanta is home once again tonight against Miami. That's a 7:20 start time against the Marlins. In AAA, doubleheader between the Stripers and the Jumbo Shrimp. Game one nearing its conclusion as Gwinnett leads 7-0 in the bottom of the eighth at Couray Field in Lawrenceville. Rome is hosting Greenville tonight. That game gets started at 6 p.m. And at 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time, Mississippi is home against Tennessee. We've got our first pitch of Game 5 coming up shortly. We'll take another break, and we will come back with the starting lineups for the Green Jackets and the Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We're getting closer to first pitch here from SRP Park, Green Jackets and Red Sox. Let's take a break, or let's check out the starting lineups, I beg your pardon. Here from SRP Park, first for the Salem Red Sox, who are 63-60 now after 3 consecutive wins here. Their lineup looks like this. Leading off, third baseman Edinson Paulino. Batting second, shortstop Brian Bonassi. Roman Anthony is in the 3 spot as the center fielder. Batting fourth is the first baseman Roberto Mexicano. In the five spot, designated hitter Eduardo Lopez. Batting sixth, right fielder Juan Chacon. Batting seventh is the catcher Daniel McElvaney. Luis Ravello plays second base. He's batting eighth. And in the ninth spot, left fielder Alan Castro. One more time for Salem. Paulino, Bonassi, Anthony, Mexicana, Lopez, Chacon, McElvaney, Ravello, and Castro. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz is the starting pitcher tonight for the Salem Red Sox. And now for your Augusta Green Jackets, who are also 63-60 on the season. Here's their lineup set up by manager Nestor Perez. Leading off, center fielder Kevin Kilpatrick. Batting second, shortstop Ignacio Alvarez. In the three spot, catcher Drake Baldwin. David McCabe is the cleanup batter playing third base. Batting fifth, designated hitter Justin Janis. E.J. Exposito bats sixth. He's at second base. Playing first base and batting seventh, Makai Backstrom. Ethan Werkinger bats eighth. He's in right field. And in the ninth spot, left fielder Caden Morton. Again for Augusta, Kilpatrick, Alvarez, Baldwin, McCabe, Janis, Exposito, Backstrom, Werkinger, Morton. The starting pitcher for Augusta is right-hander J.R. Ritchie, the number 35 overall pick in 2022 draft. He will get the call for the first time here at SRP Park. It'll be his second start overall. For the umpires tonight, behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes is Elliot Melton. Chad Patterson is on the base paths. We'll take another break here from SRP Park. We'll come back, get you ready for first pitch. Green Jackets, Red Sox, game number 5 here on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
For a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
It's back with you from SRP Park in North Augusta. Clearing up, should have a nice day for baseball as we get the whole field ready to go. J.R. Ritchie will make the start tonight for Augusta, number 35 overall pick by the Atlanta Braves in the 2022 MLB draft from the Seattle, Washington area. The right-hander will make his second start overall and was excellent his first time out in Myrtle Beach last weekend through four shutout innings against the Pelicans in an eventual 10-2 comeback win. He'll face right-hander Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, who comes up from the Florida Complex League to make his debut with the Salem Red Sox. Before we get ready for baseball, here is the Green Jackets baseball is brought to you by these fine sponsors. TaxSlayer, Phoenix Printing, Augusta University Health, SRP, EasyGo, WOW Phone, Internet, and Cable, Augusta IT Guys, Premier Networks, and AB Beverage. We'll take a break, and we should be just about set for baseball, and we return on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU. Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We'd like to welcome you into SRP Park here in North Augusta, South Carolina. Game number 5, Green Jackets and Red Sox here in the CSRA. Another Green Jacket pitching debut at home as right-hander J.R. Ritchie, number 35 overall pick in July's draft by the Atlanta Braves. Second pick by the club. Will make his home debut after a solid start last time out a week ago in Myrtle Beach through 4 shutout innings. And will help look to help get the Green Jackets back on the winning track. They've lost the last 3 games of this series. Took one on the chin yesterday, losing 17-3 to this potent Red Sox lineup. That will look like this tonight, set up by their manager and Luke Mont. And then some Paulino, who had a monster night yesterday. 2 homers, a grand slam, 7 driven in, will lead things off. Rainer Bonassi bats second. He's back in the lineup tonight with Roman Anthony batting third. In the middle, Roberto Mexicano, Eduardo Lopez, and Juan Chacon. Daniel McElvaney, Luis Ravello, and Alan Castro round up the order for the Red Sox. Green Jackets defensively will go like this tonight. Caden Morton in left. Kevin Kilpatrick back in center with Ethan Werkinger as the right fielder. David McCabe's at third with Ignacio Alvarez at short. E.J. Exposito is the second baseman with Mekhi Backstrom over at first base. Drake Baldwin does the catching for the right-hander J.R. Ritchie from Seattle, Washington. A graduate of Bainbridge High School in Bainbridge Island, Washington. He will get the call here in his first game at home, his second start overall as the Green Jackets, and he'll face a dangerous hitter to start things off in Edinson Paulino. So glad to have you with us. A slight delayed start. Had to do a little extra field work to start on 5 minutes late. Not too bad. Sun's coming out right on cue on this beautiful September night for baseball. Second to last home game for the Green Jackets. J.R. Richie's first pitch to Paulino is ripped into right center. Kilpatrick on the move, and he can't get there. It'll bounce off the wall. He collides into it, but gathers the baseball, fires it back in, and Paulino picks up right where he left off yesterday as he leads off the game with a double on the very first pitch. Just able to get one in that right center gap. Kilpatrick covered a lot of ground quickly. And once again, he's got another base hit, and now be Brainerd Bonacci who comes to the plate. With Paulino already at second, Red Sox, as mentioned, coming off a huge offensive game yesterday, scoring 17 runs. 8 of those came in the first. With Paulino, who had a grand slam in his second at-bat of the inning, now stands at second. Bonacci's the batter. Richie looks to second base, kicks and throws, and it is a strike. Fastball in there at 95 from JR, and it's 0-1. Richie threw 4 innings, 36 pitches in his last start against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Only one strikeout, and that'd be the only K of the game for the Green Jackets pitching staff. Him and Rainey Rodriguez both worked in that outing. As him and Baldwin go through the signs, pitch clock down to 1. Long look to second, and the 0-1 pitch is strike 2. Dots the eye on the inside corner with another heater, and it's 0-2. Richie's got a big-time fastball he'll go to, also a curveball slider. Along with a changeup, classic 4-pitch starter mix. And that fastball is a key pitch for the 19-year-old. Braves traded for that competitive round balance pick from the Royals to acquire Richie. Picked him back in July as the 0-2 pitch is a foul back by Bonacci. As he stays in there, Maine's 0-2. Braves got that draft pick from the Kansas City Royals in return. Kansas City received Drew Waters, who was the top prospect in the Braves system at that time, along with Andrew Hoffman, a pick last year, in the 12th round, and C.J. Alexander, a power bat in Double A. Long look in by Richie, and the 0-2 pitch is up and in. Grazed him in with a fastball. 95 again on the gun, 1-2. Green Jackets in the military green uniforms tonight, the digital camo, white pants, and green ball caps. Road red tonight for the Red Sox with the navy blue numbers and lettering, white trim with the navy blue caps. 1-2. Richie, a deep look in, and the pitch is outside as he missed with a slider. 2-2. Onasi back in the lineup today, was not in the starting nine last night for Luke Mons, and he left the game in the middle of it back on Thursday night, now replaced by Abram Liendo, who gets a day off. He's back in there today playing shortstop for Salem. 2-2 pitch is sprayed foul as Bonacci hangs in there. And we saw a lot of this in the first inning yesterday of the Red Sox against Owen Murphy. So a lot of early foul balls. Up that pitch count quick for Owen, and as a result, had 3 walks in that opening frame and some big damage done by the Red Sox. Some near misses for Murphy, but he's trying to avoid that same feat tonight. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, just missed inside. Well-placed slider, didn't miss by a whole lot. At the dugout for Augusta, asked where that missed. Just a bit in, says Elliot Melton, who's calling the balls and strikes tonight. Chad Patterson is the base umpire, same two-man crew we've had here all week. Full ball to Bonacci. Richie kicks and throws. A pop-up foul, third base side. McCabe will give it a look, but it will make its way into the seats. And we'll keep it at 3-2. So I got plenty of room for you yet. Final Saturday home game of the regular season. Got one more tomorrow. And appreciation night. You'll want to be here for that. Last time you'll get to see the Green Jackets play here for quite some time. 3-2. It's down and in, and Bonacci works the walk. A patient at bat from these Red Sox, and back-to-back base runners against Richie to start the night. A double and a free pass. It'll be Roman Anthony for Salem. I've talked about the patient approach Augusta's had this year. They lead the Carolina League in walks, but the team who is right behind them are these Red Sox. That's their 621st walk of the year. Had a handful of them yesterday. As the first pitch to Anthony is just a bit inside. Marked to one of the high draft picks of the Red Sox. Anthony making his debut this week. And yesterday, the offense for the Red Sox drew 7 walks. About half of those came in the first inning. That's part of their 8-run frame. First and second, nobody out. 1-0 pitch is down and in. 2 balls, no strikes, and that will bring Drake Baldwin out to the mound. Mike Steed from the pitching coach for Augusta will join the conversation from the dugout. As he'll sprint out to the mound and trying to avoid what happened to what Owen Murphy dealt with yesterday. High pitch count and one of those tough things where the Red Sox are just making it difficult to put them away at the plate. And it's just trying to find spots to get them out. And that's the challenge of it. You look at a guy like Richie and Murphy. They're both ones that project as high strikeout guys as their career goes on in baseball. But Mike Steed would love to see a little contact here, and it helps him get the out, work a little longer, and that's exactly what happened for Richie in his last start in Myrtle Beach. He only struck one man out, and it was with a changeup. It was 4 innings through 36 pitches, had a lot of early cuts from the Pelicans as the 2-0 pitch is lined to left but foul as it'll slice out of play. 2 balls and a strike. A pitcher like Richie would obviously love to see strikeouts, shows got the momentum on your side, but he was getting outs in plenty of ways. 12 outs recorded, 8 of them came on the ground, which he'll certainly take. Helped them get through those 4 innings. Just 36 pitches were exhausted there in that outing. 2-1 is a bullseye. Drops in a good hook on the inside corner. 2-2 to Roman Anthony. And his debut series, a couple of runs driven in for the center fielder. He returns to the lineup after having last night off. Another 2-strike count. Richie kicks and deals. A tapper foul as he just got a piece. And we'll let it roll once again at 2-2.
We want biscuits. We want biscuits.
Richie looking for a double play ball. Based off the ground balls he got last time off, certainly in the cards here. Ball 2, strike 2. Richie comes back again, and a bouncing ball towards second. Exposito has a tough hop, and his only play will be first. Took a little bit of an extra hop as it came near him, but they do get the first out. 4-3 put out over to first base. Paulino and Bonassi both move up for Salem. Puts runners at second and third for Roberto Mexicano. Both catchers for the Red Sox are in the lineup today. Mexicano's at first base. Daniel McElvaney does the catching. He's due up in the 7th spot for Salem. And now 2 in scoring position for the Red Sox with 1 out. No score here in the top of the first inning. And the first pitch is a wave and a miss. There's that good slider by Richie. 0-1. 17th pitch of the inning. And needed just 36 through 4 last time out. And that just tells you how quickly the Pelicans are jumping on him. And he got a lot of outs because of it. 0-1 pitch is just off the outside corner, just a tad wide. Yeah, not a bad pitch. That's another thing with this Red Sox bunch. They don't chase much outside of the strike zone. One ball and one strike. Infield is back. They'll concede a run for an out here. 1-1. A half swing on a slider. Could not hold up. Very similar pitch to the last two, except buried it a little bit more. And Mexicano couldn't hold up. One ball and 2 strikes. Mexicano had a home run yesterday. 1 of 3 the Red Sox hits. The other 2 came from Edinson Paulino, who stands at 3rd currently. Not off the game with a double. 1-2 pitch. A wave and a miss. He got him. Wiped him out with a slider. Heavy dose of it in that at-bat to Mexicano. First strikeout for J.R. Richie here at SRP Park. And there are 2 gone now for Eduardo Lopez. Opens up the avenue here for Richie to get through the first with no run scoring. Asa could bring home a pair for the Sox. Richie's first pitch to Lopez is high as Baldwin jumps out of his stance to snag it. 1-0. Trying to avoid an early first inning deficit like they've seen the last 2 nights here. Of course, 8-0 yesterday. We're down 1-0 after 1 inning back on Thursday night. 1-0 pitch is a ball, a little bit low. Missed with a bender. Couple long frames from Drake Baldwin trying to get the benefit of the call, but Elliot Melton not fully giving him the edge. Guys are pretty consistent about it. Two balls and no strikes. Richie working from behind the pitch. A pop up, and this one is behind home. Baldwin tries to find it, but it is out of play. Two balls, one strike to Eduardo Lopez. Now the guy who's in there for the second straight night. On the hitting spree, the Red Sox put on 17 runs on 14 hits. Lopez reached just one time. It was an RBI double in the third inning. Red Sox scored three runs in that frame last night. 2-1 pitch is low. That was squirted away from Baldwin. Neither runner will move up. As the count stays now 3-1 to Lopez with a base open at first. Juan Chacon due next for Salem. As Richie is over the 20-pitch mark here in the first inning, 24 pitches. Noah Murphy was slightly over 30 when he departed yesterday. No action currently in the Green Jacket bullpen. He's not away from getting through the first. 3-1 is a strike. Pins it right on the inside corner with a good hook. 3-2. That slider's a plus pitch for Richie. He was throwing that confidently last time out, too. A lot of fastballs. Really didn't need to go to the slider all that much. Now showcasing it early here tonight. Full boat to Lopez. Here's the pitch. A grounder to first. Backstrom picks it up on a backhand. Toss over to Richie at first. It's a high throw, and they didn't get him. Here comes the second runner to the plate. He'll score, and it's 2-0 Red Sox. Backstrom got to that one, but the toss to Richie at first was high, so he had to jump up to catch it. And by the time he landed on the bag, Lopez was in there. Paulino scored, and Bonassi never stopped running behind him. He scores as well, and it's 2-0 Salem on their second hit of the inning. And we'll see how that one is scored, actually. You could give an error on that one, potentially. I think maybe infield hit, but could go either way. Regardless, 2-0 Red Sox as Lopez brings him in. A heads-up play by Bonassi. Never stopped running. Was able to get in there with a dive. And there goes Lopez. First pitch up and away. Baldwin will snap it down. Good throw. Tag is there, and they got him. They cut down Lopez trying to steal second base after he brings in the pair. And that will end the frame. Tough luck for the Green Jackets. Those two runs score, but they do halt the damage at that. Halfway in the books, 2-0 Salem. Green Jackets coming up on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
They scored twice on an infield hit by Eduardo Lopez. Got caught stealing, though, to end the frame. Now to the mound for Salem. Right-hander Elmer Javier Rodriguez Cruz. As he'll make his first start with the Red Sox. 19 years of age, Puerto Rican native. Fourth-round draft selection by Boston in last year's draft. Green Jackets set up this starting lineup against the right-hander here tonight. Kevin Kilpatrick once again leads it off. Ignacio Alvarez back second with Drake Baldwin in the three-hole. David McCabe, Justin Janis, E.J. Exposito in the middle. Mekhi Backstrom, Ethan Werkinger, Caden Morton round it out. First pitch to Kilpatrick is flied into shallow right. Going back is Luis Ravello to call for it. He'll make the catch over the shoulder. One up and one down on one pitch. gives us a chance to set the rest of the defense for you tonight for the Red Sox. In left field is Alan Castro. Roman Anthony's in center with Juan Chacon in right. Edinson Paulino's at the third base spot. Shortstop is Bruno Benassi. Just met second baseman Luis Ravello. At first base is Roberto Mexicano. First pitch to Alvarez. Drops down the middle for a strike. 0-1. As he begins with a curveball. And Daniel McElvaney working as the battery tonight for the right-hander Rodriguez Cruz. As the 0-1 pitch is strike two. We're on the outside corner, and Alvarez is down, nothing and two. Green Jackets are behind 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. As the 0-2 pitch is just off the outside corner. Just a little wide on a 92-mile-an-hour heater. And Rodriguez Cruz working quickly here on the mound. Gets the ball back, gets what he wants. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. 2-2 the count. Alvarez back in the lineup today. Did not play last night. Once again, starting as the shortstop. That's been a regular spot for him here as of late. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball upstairs. And the count is full. I see a lot of playing time for him at that shortstop position for the final week of the season, especially with Keyshawn Ogans now in high roam. He has the 3-2 pitch. Is hit to the right side. Knocked down on a dive by Mexicano. Takes away extra bases for Ignacio Alvarez on an awkward dive, but he knocked it down, clean in the glove. And Alvarez smiling as he goes back to the dugout. And two bases taken away from him. Excellent play by the Salem first baseman who's been catching all week. Two away for Drake Baldwin. That's about what it's been the last few nights here for Augusta as a pitch to Baldwin is outside as he gets up in the count. Now kind of stumbled a little bit out of the gate, but still made a nice little play. 1-0 offering. Baldwin takes a strike as he lands on the inside corner. Another curveball from Rodriguez Cruz. He continues to show that off early. Break-even pitch is a strike. Again, same spot, same result. And second of curveballs. One ball and two strikes. As Baldwin works behind in the count. 1-2. A check swing upstairs. Did he go? He did not, says Chad Patterson down at first. 2-2. Feeling game conditions tonight. 77 degrees, low humidity. But the sun now starting to pop up. Well, it's partly cloudy for most of the day. 2-2 pitch. A foul back as his roll back into the screen. And we'll give it another shot. Two balls, two strikes. Here's a pitch from Rodriguez Cruz, and Baldwin takes a call, third strike. Change up on the inside corner. First time he went to that pitch, and it fooled Baldwin. And ends up being the first strikeout for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. He puts the Green Jackets down in order in the first inning. We head to the second. 2-0 Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
What was it like being a part of that team?
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Mitchell Spelt's back with you from SRP Park. 2-0 Salem through an inning of play as J.R. Ritchie looks for a settle-down inning. Red Sox got two runs on two hits back in the first inning. Both runs scored on a two-run infield hit by Eduardo Lopez. And with two outs on tough play over at first. Juan Chacon gets it started for the Red Sox. First pitch is yanked back foul. And it's 0-1. Chacon was at the plate when the last frame ended for the Red Sox. Eduardo Lopez got cut down second by Drake Baldwin to end the frame. As Ritchie from the windup deals the 0-1 pitch. It's outside at 93, and it's 1-1. Heavy dose of fastballs and sliders for Ritchie to start. 19-year-old right-hander from Seattle, Washington. A high school arm, one of many the Green Jackets took early as the pitch is outside. Two balls, one strike, the count. Matter of fact, the Braves' first three selections were all high school righties. Owen Murphy, who started yesterday, and J.R. Ritchie here tonight. 2-1 pitch, foul back into the wire. Big cut by Chacon, hence 2-2. The other one was Cole Phillips, who comes from the state of Texas. Probably not going to see him for a while. Had a major arm surgery, but a guy who's got a huge fastball. Incredible potential, recovering from Tommy John, I believe. A lot to like about his stuff, but currently on the way back. That's 18 years of age for him as well. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss as he got him with a slider. Second strikeout for Ritchie, and there is one away here in the second inning for Salem. And slider has been a very good pitch to the right-handers. That was something for Ritchie going back to the first inning as Daniel McElvaney comes up. But four of the five hitters he faced in the first inning, as the first pitch to McElvaney is high for a ball, 1-0. Four of the first five hitters all batted from the left side, and that made that slider a little bit more difficult of a pitch for him to throw. Now starting to land it with some consistency, working a good spot. As he dials in a heater to the outside corner, 1-1. You can still use that slider against left-handed bats as a righty pitcher, but location becomes a little bit more difficult as the 1-1 is just outside. At 92, Ritchie thought he had a strike. Asked down first on a possible appeal. He didn't go. It's easier for lefty to pick up a breaking ball out of the hand of a right-hander. And also, it's tougher the way it moves to work it inside against him as the pitch runs high. Now 3-1. If you can put it there, you're going to get a lot of results, but it's tricky because if you go a little too far, you'll hit the batter. If you leave it too much out of the play, it becomes very hittable. A 3-1 pitch is outside, and he walked him. Five-pitch free pass to Daniel McElvaney. It's a second walk issue by Ritchie. One out in the inning for Luis Ravello.
Second baseman number 40, Luis Ravello.
Daniel's got one of the two grand slams this week for Salem. Ravello hit his back in the ninth inning on Wednesday, or on Thursday night, I beg your pardon. Ritchie's first pitch to him here is a little inside. One ball, no strikes. And his debut series starting over at second today. As Ritchie looks for a double play ball against him, 2-0 Red Sox here on the top of the second inning. 1-0 pitch, a jam shot pop up. Into left center, Alvarez goes back. He'll call for it. Kilpatrick comes in behind him, but it'll be Alvarez who makes the catch first. Near collision that time. Alvarez, though, got back there in time and was calling for it first. Kilpatrick might have been saying, I got it as well, and typically that's a ball for an outfielder, but that's what becomes tricky. Center fielder and shortstop are the two guys, infield, outfield, who typically, if they call for something, they've got command over it. So when they speak over each other, you can maybe see the miscommunication, but Alvarez got there. Catcher's mate, that's all that matters. Two gone for Alan Castro. Another left at bat for the Red Sox. First pitch, cut on and missed. Pounds him inside at 93. 0-1 the count on the 40th pitch for J.R. Ritchie. Number 9 batter in the Red Sox lineup, one that's been quite potent the last couple of nights. 27 total runs in the last two wins for him. The 0-1 is a little down and in. All spotted at 91 from Ritchie. One ball and one strike to Castro. Still looking for his first hit. Playing in his fourth game. He is 0-9. 1-1. Castro yanks one back into the wire. 1-2. Had a healthy cut. Had a fastball as he just got underneath it. Ball and two strikes. some movement in the Green Jacket bullpen. A right-hander has picked up a ball. It's like Peyton Williams is loosening down there. I'm just about to get up. One-two pitch. And down he goes. Struck him out as he buried one in the dirt. Three strikeouts for Richie. Gets a couple in the second inning. And we head to the bottom half of inning number two. It's the Red Sox 2, Green Jackets nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Fans, if you're striking out, treating your lawn like money, call 1-8. Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you.
Good things are happening at SRP. 24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Half of inning number two here from SRP Park. 2-0 Red Sox after a pair of first inning runs. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz had a 1-2-3 first. A couple balls that did not leave the infield and a strikeout. It's the middle third starting with David McCabe. That's from the left-hand side. First pitch to him is in the dirt. One ball and no strikes as Peyton Williams continues to get hot in the Green Jacket bullpen. Day might be done for J.R. Richie. We'll see. Just shy of 50 pitches. 1-0 is a ball down and in. Near miss by Rodriguez Cruz. 2-0. Only fastballs and curveballs has thrown one changeup as the 2-0 pitch is a fastball in the dirt. 3-0. That off-speed pitch he did throw came to Drake Bolden with two strikes and he got him looking on it. Nothing you can do when you see that pitch for the first time. And I'll let you know it's in the repertoire. I'll go to it. He's a guy who had a lot of success in Rodriguez Cruz in the Florida Complex League before being moved up. 3-0 pitch is up and away. Walked him on four pitches. Leadoff man on for Augusta here in the second inning. It's their first base runner. That'll be Justin Janis coming up. That's trying to start up a little bit of a rally, get the offense going. Now Rodriguez Cruz down in the Florida Complex League for the Red Sox in Fort Myer. 11 games, eight starts, ERA of .195 with an 0-3 win-loss record, 36 strikeouts, just over 32 innings on the mound. First pitch to Janis is a ball just outside, 1-0. Mostly short starts for Rodriguez Cruz, most of them went about four innings. That's his first start as a member of the Salem Red Sox, just 19 years of age. 1-0 pitch is outside, 2-0. Gives us a battle of 19-year-old right-handers. Rodriguez Cruz was picked in the fourth round last year by Boston. Coming from Leadership Christian in Puerto Rico, his high school. 2-0. Janis sends one up the middle. This will get past a diving Ravello and into center. McCabe will around second briefly and hold up there. Almost a nice defensive play by Luis Ravello. He's had a nice series on the defensive end. Nearly stopped that ball to get an out somewhere. Maybe a double play shot, considering that took him near second. But Janis just snuck underneath him. And it's first and second with nobody on for E.J. Exposito. Tying runs here out there in the second in for Augusta as Exposito comes to the plate. Middle third getting it going for Augusta. Down 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch to Exposito is a little bit low. And it's 1-0. Three home runs for Exposito. Green Jackets had just four hits yesterday. Three of them were homers all in a row in the third inning. Francisco Floyd, Stephen Pliny, and Caden Morton, the trio who pulled it off. 1-0 pitch, a pop-up. Back near second, this will be an infield fly. Ravello will call for it. Batter's out, catch is made as the out is secured. Going to be out number one as Mekhi Baxter will make his way to the plate. And for those of you unfamiliar with the infield fly rule, the purpose of it is so the infield doesn't drop the ball on purpose to get a double play. First and second, bases loaded, no or one outs. Automatically generate that call. Runners can still move up, but it's one of those you can move at your own risk. If the ball is caught, you do have to tag up, even though the batter is out already. First pitch to Backstrom is in the dirt. I'm Rodriguez Cruz, 1-0. Otherwise, you drop that ball on purpose, it's an easy double play. Nothing the base runners can do, but knowing that the batter is out already, it's got to stay at your own base. 1-0 to Backstrom. McCabe at second. Janis at first. The pitch is down and in as he spikes the curveball. Backstrom in the driver's seat. Two balls and no strikes. Backstrom 0-for-4 yesterday. Did reach on an error. What was it overall? A tough night for Augusta. Their largest margin of defeat this year, losing by 14 runs. As the 2-0 pitch is on the inside corner. As Rodriguez Cruz gets back in the count, 2-1. Also the most runs allowed in a game for the Green Jackets, giving up 17. About half of those came in the first inning in what was an explosive start for Salem that put Augusta behind the eight ball early. 2-1 is down and away. And now 3-1 to Backstrom. Ethan Werkinger, the on-deck hitter for Augusta, as they look to get on the board here. Ball three, strike one to the Augusta first baseman, Mekhi Baxstrom. The pitch is inside. He walked him. A hit and two walks this inning for Augusta has loaded them up for Ethan Werkinger. And that will bring Daniel McElvaney out to the mound for the Red Sox. And the pitching coach and Nick Green will also join the conversation. Another opportunity for Augusta. They have drawn quite a few walks in this series. Yesterday, a little bit of a slower game in that department. Did have five of them right on their season average. The Green Jackets have averaged five walks per game on the season, not seven per game during the month of August until now. Got quite a few in the Delmarva and Myrtle Beach series. As the mound meeting has concluded, first one used today by Salem. As Werkinger comes up with the bases loaded. Salem 2, Augusta nothing here in the bottom of the second, but a golden opportunity with the bases full of Green Jackets. Infield back for the Red Sox. First pitch to Werkinger is a breaking ball that missed high. Lost the grip on that one. 1-0 the count to Ethan, who's got one homer, five driven in during his time with Augusta. In a couple weeks, he was added to the club during the last homestand against Charleston. 1-0. A chopper foul up along the railing for Augusta. One ball, one strike. Werkinger still fairly young, just 20 years of age. Junior college player coming from San Diego. San Diego City Community College. Break-even pitch is down and away. Good take by Werkinger. Two balls and a strike. Came into the pros after just 1 year of college ball. Not drafted in the 2020 shortened draft, but did sign on with the Braves following it, though. 2-1. It's down and away. And now Rodriguez Cruz in a tough spot here. At the mercy of Werkinger, three balls and a strike is the count. Nowhere to put him. Takes ball four. Gus is on the board. Got to throw him a strike. McElvaney puts up the target. 3-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. Had a big cut at a fastball, and that will fill her up. I was thinking about a grand slam. Red Sox have a couple this week. Augusta looking to get on the board with one. Got a big bat on deck in Caden Morton. Working through trying to do some damage beforehand. 3-2. A swing and a miss. Comes back to strike him out with consecutive fastballs. And now there are two outs in the inning. A monumental out for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. And it's up to Caden Morton to try and get something here. Aces is still full of Green Jackets. They're down 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. We'll love to get at least one here as Morton comes to the plate. First pitch, a chopper foul. That'll get into the dugout for Augusta. Now in front of a breaking ball as he goes to it on the first pitch. Used a couple fastballs to come back from 3-1 to get Werkinger. Starts Morton with the spinner. Morton, the team leader in home runs, 12. He's got over half of those since August began. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball again. That one's on the outside corner right at the belt. And now Morton in protection mode. Throwing that curveball confidently. Rodriguez Cruz has thrown 35 pitches, just 16 for strikes, but he's on the verge of two scoreless innings. 0-2. It's low, went back to the fastball. And Morton works himself back into a hitter count, 1-2. Looking for a mistake. With the third leg of the back-to-back-to-back home runs last night. 1-2. A swing and a knuckler towards right field, and it will drop in for a base hit. Everybody will score. It was played by the first baseman, Matty Cano. As it dropped in between him and Ravello, but he was just able to muscle it the other way, right in between the two of them, station to station for everybody in Augusta's on the board. Not the prettiest of balls in play, but it gets the job done as Morton will extend the inning for Kevin Kilpatrick. And it gets Augusta at least one this inning. They're still loaded up for Kevin Kilpatrick. He's the seventh man to hit this inning as they're still loaded with two outs. First pitch to him, breaking ball, got him out in front. 0-1. Kind of one of those weird jam knuckle shots off the bat and just floated into right field and it dropped right in between the two of them. And Matt Hicano picked it up, but no one was covering first. Morton scored with ease, and so did everybody else. 0-1 pitch, down and away. And a breaking ball by Rodriguez Cruz, 1-1. There is now some action going on in the Red Sox bullpen. The pitch count for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz has risen. He's now on the verge of 40 pitches. This will be his 40th toss. Break even. Down and away. 2-1. Kilpatrick had a grand slam last weekend. A matter of fact, it was a week ago today. That helped the Green Jackets put away the Pelicans. Capped off an 8-run ninth inning. One that had little doubt too as he took it out to left field. 2-1 pitch. Is down and away. Can't land that curveball. And Kilpatrick up 3-1. Fastball count for Kilpatrick. We'll see if Rodriguez Cruz comes back. Another curveball. He's throwing it regularly, but he hasn't been able to throw it for strikes. 3-1. Fastball chopped to third. Right there to play it is Paulino as he'll take it to the bag himself, and they'll get the force there. Room service as it led him right to third, and that will end the inning as Augusta does get one, but still trail 2-1 as we head to the third inning on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Jackets get on the board on an RBI infield hit by Keaton Morton as he just muscled one into the shallow right field grass to score David McKay. Now it's with the bases loaded. Makes it a 2-1 lead for Salem here in the top of the third inning. J.R. Ritchie does begin this frame. First pitch to Edinson Paulino is a little tall. One ball, no strikes. I guess bases loaded, one out. Get one run. Cut the deficit in half as the 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner. One ball, one strike to Paulino. Green Jackets with two hits in that last inning. Richie's 1-1 is down and in over the shoot tops of Paulino. 2-1. Trying to be a little careful with him. Paulino scored one of the two runs for Salem back in the first. Led off the game with a double on the first pitch. 2-1 is muscled back and out of play. Two balls and two strikes to the third baseman for the Red Sox. Top prospect in their system. Career high 7 RBIs last night with his 2 homers. 2-2 pitch is going to sail outside. Tried to backdoor slider. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Richie asked for the count and will reestablish the rubber. Another payoff pitch coming. 3-2 offering is up and in, and that will be a walk to Edinson Paulino. He'll take his base. Leadoff man is on forearm, Reiner Bonassi. And that'll be it for Richie. Just shy of 50 pitches. They gave him one more batter here in this frame, but after 2+, he will be done tonight. But a lot of good for him here tonight. Struck out 3, not quite as long as his last start, but different circumstances, a lot of longer bats, not as many first pitch swings as we saw last week in Myrtle Beach. But good stuff for the 35th overall pick in his home debut. He will depart to an ovation. Peyton Williams will enter. 2-1 Salem, top of the third inning here from SRP Park.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Peyton Williams is in for J.R. Ritchie. Second selection by the Atlanta Braves. Day is done. 2+ innings, just shy of 50 pitches, but not to be encouraged with. 3 strikeouts, had 3 tough walks in there. That slider was working well for him to end his outing. Good mid-90s fastball, but he is done after 2 innings on the mound. Peyton Williams will relieve him, and his first batter will be Reiner Bonassi. Outpitch stands for him from the left side. First, a snap throw over to first by Williams, and back diving is Edinson Paulino, who just drew a walk from Richie to end his outing. Williams, another slider specialist on the mound. Saw quite a few of them from Richie that worked out. And another throw over there. And back with a dive is Paulino again. Just keeping him close. Guy has run quite a bit in this series. He's got 27 stolen bases total. Had a couple last night. If you're looking to take one here. There he goes. First pitch is up and in. Baldwin fires it down right on the money. And they got him again. Second caught stealing for Drake Baldwin as he puts one on a dime to gun down Paulino. Perfect pitch to throw on, and the throw was there in plenty of time as Alvarez slapped a tag on him. And there's that nice arm from Drake Baldwin. He's been very good at holding the run game in check. That was an excellent pitch to throw on as well. Popped him right out of his stance. Count is 1-0 to Bonassi. One away now in the inning as Williams misses high. Two balls and no strikes to Briner Bonassi. And Baldwin back in the first. Cut down to Eduardo Lopez. This time he catches Paulino in the act. The pitch is a check swing strike around the inside corner. Gets him back in at 2-1. It's only the 31st time this year the Red Sox have been caught stealing. Actually 32nd now after the two that Baldwin has put on him. Fifth time for Paulino as there's a swing and a miss. Bonassi had a huge cut. Unable to wait back on that slider. Two balls and two strikes. Williams looking to pick up a couple of innings here. Already has one out. Knocking out that inherited runner. The 2-2 pitch. Check swing in the dirt. Did he go? He did. On appeal down to Chad Patterson. Bonassi can't believe it. As he ambushed him down and in with a slider and could not keep the bat head back. Two gone in the inning. Now it's Roman Anthony.
Center fielder number 26.
That slider is such a good pitch for Williams, and he threw it plenty to the switch hitting Bonassi, and he put it right where you want to go with it, down and in. Tough pitch to get around to, and it looks good out of the hand. First pitch to Anthony is a slider low. Home ball, no strikes. Anthony 0-1, ground to 1 to E.J. Exposito at second back in the opening frame. 1-0 pitch is too tall. Makes a 2-0 count. Full shift is on for the third place hitter for the Red Sox. 2-0 pitch, bounce up the middle. Moving back, E.J. Exposito from shallow center. He'll make a strong throw and plenty of time to get Anthony. And that will retire the side. We are through 2.5. Peyton Williams gets all three men he faces, including a caught stealing. 2.5 complete. Red Sox 2, Green Jackets 1 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Salem, bottom half of the third inning here from North Augusta. Third inning on the mound for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Ignacio Alvarez leads it off. First pitch, bullseye from the right-hander. As Alvarez falls behind. I'll stress that last inning for Elmer Rodriguez. Cruz gave up just the one run, however. And the pitch is in there again. Consecutive heater is from the right-handed slinger. Get ahead of Alvarez, nothing in two. Deep look in. 0-2 pitch is down and away. Three fastballs in a row for Rodriguez. Cruz faced seven last inning, had two walks, two singles, one run scored. That came in with two outs. 1-2 pitch is down and away again. Two balls, two strikes to Ignacio, who had a double taken away from him last time up by first baseman Roberto Mexicano. Diving effort near the bag. 2-2. A slow chopper towards short. It'll be Paulino, the third baseman, who gloves, flips, and got him. A throw right on the money by Edinson Paulino as he cut off Brodnair Bonassi to make the play. Much easier for the third baseman with the momentum going that direction. And Bonassi moving a little bit more towards the pitcher's mound. The angle Paulino takes on it, he's more towards first. Easier to make a stronger throw, and he put it right on the money, and he got rid of that quick. Gets the first out of the inning. Now Drake Baldwin, check swing, is outside. As Rodriguez Cruz missed with a fastball. And even when he got to that ball, he thought there might be a chance, but not considering how quick that throw was. As the pitch is down and in, it's 2-0. That release time is a big deal for scouts when you look at young infielders like him. As the pitch is inside, 3-0. It's that internal clock, they call it. It's a very important thing for infielders, especially on the left side. Knowing how much time you have to get rid of the baseball. 3-0 pitch is on the inside corner, 3-1. And that would be a good use of the internal clock right there. And Simpolino over at the hot corner. 3-1. A foul back on a big cut by Baldwin. Snaps it right back into the screen. Ball three in strike two. The green jacket catcher who has cut down a couple of Red Sox base stealers. 3-2, a yacht shot, diving catch by Paulino. Snagged one all the way near the third base side as he made another great play over there. That one took two away from Baldwin. A slicer hit well off the bat. Excellent timed out dive, and that's the second extra base hit the Red Sox infielder has taken away from Augusta. First Alvarez, and now Baldwin. Two gone in the inning now for David McKay. First pitch is off the outside corner. It's 1-0. And for Paulino, who shifted a little bit, had a little extra ground to cover. Nice start for him this inning as McKay takes the ball outside again, 2-0. And Paulino played center yesterday. Moving back to the third base spot, he's been very good. 2-0 pitch, a swing and a foul in and out of the mitt of the catcher and Daniel McIlvaney. 2-1 the count to David McCabe. 2-1 Red Sox here in the bottom half of the third. Green Jackets at the very best can earn a split in this series. Got to win the last two, though. Pitch is fouled back. 2-2. Green Jackets have been a tremendous road team as of late. Won all three of the road series in August at Delmarva, Fredericksburg, and Myrtle Beach. Won a combined 14-4 in those 18 games. Pitch to McCabe is a Butcher Boy swing to short. Picked up by Bonassi. Throw on to first is in time. And that will retire the side. A couple ground balls and a hot shot snag by the third baseman, Edinson Paulino. We head to the fourth. 2-1 Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
federally insured by NCUA. Got a bridge on
you. Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
On the call here from SRP Park, Red Sox 2, Green Jackets 1, as Peyton Williams has his first full inning as he'll start things off against Roberto Mexicano. Righty-righty, first pitch is a bullseye, right on the money. Fastball 91 from Peyton, it's 0-1. Cut down Ensign Paulino on that inherited runner he picked up, got the next two guys in order after that. 0-1 pitch, hot shot, ground ball to short. Backhand by Alvarez from shallow left. We'll throw on to first, and he'll get him by a couple of steps. Nice throw by Ignacio Alvarez, taking his time and putting a good throw over to Mekhi Backstrom. 6-3 on the put out to start the fourth for Salem. One gone for Eduardo Lopez. It was the source of Salem's two runs here in the early going. Had an infield two-run single back in the first inning. Faces Williams for the first time. First pitch is foul into the mitt of Drake Baldwin. No balls and one strike the count. As Williams comes set once again. The one pitch is a strike again. He is in cruise control right now. Goes with a slider. Gets ahead of Lopez, the designated hitter for the Red Sox. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. That's quick work of him. Consecutive sliders as he ambushed him down and in right along the back foot. Second strikeout for Williams. Two gone for Juan Chacon.
Right fielder number 24, Juan Chacon.
Thirteen pitches for Williams. He's recorded five outs. That will certainly play. First pitch to Chacon is going to dot the I on the outside corner. He is dialed in right now. Chance for a super quick top of the fourth inning with his team down 2-1, trying to keep the deficit in place. 0-1. A wave and a foul right off the end of the bat. And the count is nothing and two. A chance to make quick work of Chacon. He struck out Lopez on three pitches. He has a chance to do the same here to the right fielder for the Red Sox. Infield is back. Baldwin puts up the target. The 0-2 pitch. He got him swinging. Wiped him out with a slider. Consecutive three-pitch case for Williams. And he puts down the side in straight order in the fourth. 3.5 through from North Augusta. Red Sox 2, Green Jackets 1 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
We want business in 2022.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Move pitcher on the mound for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's right-hander Blake Lubier from Oviedo, Florida. 13th round pick by the Red Sox back in 2019. On for the second time this week. First pitch to Justin Janis tied him up. Swung through an inside fastball. Nothing in one. Lubier, 21 years of age, making his 30th appearance on the year. He is in for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. 0-1 pitch. A spinner for strike two. Went a light along the outside, and Janis is down nothing and two. Justin had a hit his first time up back in the second, was part of that rally to get Augusta on the board. As the 0-2 pitch is up and away on a fastball by Lubier. One ball, two strikes. Lubier pitched back in the opener on Tuesday night through two-thirds of an inning. Has a 1-2, and he's swinging a miss. Chased one down and in, and he got him with a breaking ball. Three fastballs sent him up and then put him away with the hook down and in. One away on four pitches for Lubier, and now it's E.J. Exposito.
You ready? Second baseman, number 7, E.J. Exposito.
Exposito from the right side. First pitch from Lubier is bounced foul right over the Augusta dugout. Nothing in one. E.J. Exposito looking to put a charge into one. Lubier gave up two runs on four hits in his previous outing back on Tuesday night. That was the only Augusta win of the series as the 0-1 is down and away. One ball, one strike. Bats that had a good week in Myrtle Beach came back, had the strong first game of this series, but the Red Sox have been in control ever since. Couple late comebacks as the 1-1 is a check swing that hits off the knob of the bat. Exposito upset as that one rushed in on him. More of a defensive check more than anything, and sometimes it catches the end of that bat. Ball one, strike two. The Green Jackets second baseman. Shortstop by Trey coming from Brooklyn, New York. Long Island University. 1-2 is high. 2-2. Coming off a fantastic final season with the Sharks. Same school as Rob Griswold, relief pitcher for Augusta, who made his team high 37th appearance last night. 2-2 pitch is line foul to the right side, and that one will twist into the seats. Still 2-2. Lubier with a long look in, takes a couple of breaths and deals the 2-2 pitch. A check swing, it's called strike three on the outside corner, and it will go down as a strikeout. Two up and two down on a pair of K's this inning for Blake Lubier. And Makai Backstrom look to keep the inning going. Righty lefty, first pitch to Backstrom is down and in. One ball, no strikes. Backstrom, 9 home runs, 45 driven in. He's been very powerful when he's put the ball in play. About not 350 average in that mark as that one is zipped into right center and right on Kiwi. Drops one in for a base hit. When he puts the ball in play, more often than not, he's putting it in a hole somewhere. A little chop back to the dugout. 2 out base hit. Keeps the inning going for Ethan Werkinger. Second time Backstrom's been aboard. Ethan Werkinger, the batter. Righty on righty. First pitch to Werkinger inside. Almost hit him. Now Lubier trying to fight that command a little bit. Left one out of the plate to Backstrom, who was able to get a hold of one. There goes Backstrom. The pitch is bounced foul into the Green Jacket dugout. Makai had a good jump. He'll have to go back. Werkinger has been a nice little on-base player for Augusta upon his arrival with the club. On-base percentage just north of .330. This is his 11th game. One homer, a double, a triple. 5 runs driven in as the break-even pitch is inside from Lubier. That's him back in the count. Ahead 2-1. Two, 2-1. A liner deep to left field. This is slicing deep, and it will go off the base of the wall. On one hop, they'll dig it up. They're going to stop Backstrom at the last second. Good call as the Red Sox relayed that in quickly. Castro played the hop perfectly, and Werkinger deep into the left field corner. Just missed one, but it keeps the inning going. Second and third, two gone for Kaden Morton. Just the guy Augusto wants to bring up to the plate. But just a hit a little too hard where Backstrom moving on contact was not able to score. Nestor was sending him home originally from third, but then elected to put up the stop sign, which is definitely the right call on that. First pitch to Morton is zipped down the left field line, just foul. That ball was rocked, but a little early on it. Nothing in one, the count as that one was hit a ton. Green Jackets looking for some two-out damage, down 2-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Morton drove in the first run, back in the second. On a muscle shot to right field. Just able to get a hold of one. Down 0-1 here to Blake Lubiere. The pitch, a swing and a miss out in front of a slider. Got a good cut on one. Nothing into the count to the Green Jacket left fielder tonight. Finds a way to put a charge on one over the wall. He'll make the 50 RBI mark. 12 homers, 47 driven in. Lubiere trying to put him away. Backstrom and Werkinger get their leads. The pitch is cut on and missed. Found a way bad slider down and away, and Werkinger and Backstrom will relay out on the base paths as Lubiere works through the inning as he strikes out the side. We're now through four here from SRP Park. It's 2-1 Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Sox, Green Jackets strand a pair in the bottom of the fourth. They trail 2-1 here in the fifth game of this series against the Salem Red Sox. First pitch to Daniel McIlvaney. A slider crossed him up. Did he go? Yes, sir, says Chad Patterson. As they appeal down to first. Nothing in one, the count. Green Jackets pair of two-out hits from Mekhi Backstrom and Ethan Werkinger. Came up empty. Blake Lubiere strikes out the side. A one pitch is a little in a slider by Peyton Williams. One ball, one strike. Guy's been red hot on the mound for Augusta. He's retired all five he's faced. He's also got a caught stealing in there. Has yet to allow a base runner. 1-1 pitch is cut on a miss. Ball and two strikes. That slider has been magnificent to right-handers. Can he do the same thing to McIlvaney? Trying to wipe him out as Baldwin puts up the target. 1-2 pitch is grounded to third. McCabe waits for it. He'll snag it. Fire it over to first. In plenty of time to take care of McIlvaney. Seven up, seven down for Peyton Williams. Brings up the eighth batter, Luis Ravello.
Second baseman number 40, Luis Ravello.
Nice easy rollover. As Ravello, the number 8 hitter for the Red Sox, who popped up to the shortstop Ignacio Alvarez in his last at-bat. Will bat for the second time. Righty lefty, first pitch, swing and a miss. Elevates a fastball at 92. And it's 0-1. A right-hander from Pinehurst, North Carolina, Peyton Williams. Former 20th round pick in 2019 is the 0-1 is strike two. Drops one down the middle. He is just pouring and pumping in the strikes. 22 pitches, 17 in the zone. He has struck out three. 0-2. A foul away as the Ravello a little late to it, but he'll get a piece. Haynes had nothing in two. Green Jackets trailing by 1-2-1. They're out hitting Salem 4-2 at this juncture. 0-2. A fly ball into center. Kilpatrick comes in a few steps and he'll camp underneath. He's there. He's got it. And there are two gone. As the dominant run continues for Peyton Williams on the verge of three perfect innings. It'll be Alan Castro to try and break it up.
Left fielder number 22, Alan Castro.
Switch hitter in there at the plate for Salem. First pitch coming to him is a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Red Sox have four switch hitters in their lineup today. On their team, they have five total. A lot of depth on that side, that's for sure, as the 0-1 pitch is waved and fouled off to the left side. Will there be play? McCabe gives it a good run, but it's about a row back in the seats. Love the effort nonetheless. Williams does have Castro now down 0-2. Going to make a 9 straight retired. He's retired every batter at the plate he's faced. Started his outing by catching Edinson Paulino as a would-be space stealer. Tracked him down second base, courtesy of his catcher. 0-2 pitch, a number foul as he worked him inside. 27th pitch for Williams, 22 in the strike zone. He's in for J.R. Ritchie, who threw two innings on the mound. He had a couple of runs on the infield hit in the first. 0-2 is too low. Try to give him the bite in the slider, but he wouldn't go for it. Still working ahead of Alan Castro. One ball and two strikes. Trying to get his team quickly back into the dugout. 1-2. A fly ball sliced to left, but this one will tail out of play as Caden Morton gives a little jog to it. Tracked down by a young fan over there. Showing off the baseball. He got it. Having a fun time out there celebrating it. 1-2 again. A pop-up right behind the mound. Who wants it? David McCabe is there. He'll call up his pitcher. He's got it. Inning is over. Peyton Williams on fire on the mound. Three perfect innings. And we are halfway home here from SRP Park. Red Sox 2, Green Jackets 1. They're looking to get the lead for the first time tonight on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Augusta in the fifth inning. They trail 2-1 as Kevin Kilpatrick will lead the off man for Augusta. Had a marriage proposal in between innings, pulled off to perfection. She said yes, of course. First pitch to Kevin Kilpatrick is up and in, 1-0. That's the second one, I think, in the last couple of homestands we've had. 2-for-2. Always catching him by surprise. 1-0. Kilpatrick rifles one down the left field line. That's a fair ball. It'll roll into the corner. Kilpatrick, big turnaround first. He's heading for two. The throw is going to come in late. Just got the foot in there on a perfect foot first slide by Kevin Kilpatrick. Tremendous throw by Alan Castro out in left field, but just a tick late. Leadoff double for Kilpatrick. Time to run in scoring position in the blink of an eye. Now we'll see if Ignacio Alvarez can get him home. Now Castro cut that off before it got to the corner, and really off his back foot, he threw one right on a dime to Ravello at second base and caught it, snapped it, but just in time was Kilpatrick. And now Alvarez to the plate. First pitch from Blake Lubier is right in there. Now knee high, and it's 0-1. As Nestor Perez creeps in near home, I think he's got a few words for Elliot Melton, saying it was low. Nestor's not one who gets too animated with umpires. He's as mild-mannered as it gets. Has not been ejected from a game this year. Inside move to second, and back with a dive is Kilpatrick. Takes a lot of pride in being respectful towards umpires, and he knows where the line is. We'll never cross that, and it's a good thing to see. It's a human element of the game that people got to deal with as the 0-1 is in the dirt, 1-1. Kind of brings it to that robot umpire discussion. You have instant replay at the high levels of Major League Baseball. Helps you make sure that pretty much every call on the field is right, but the strike zone discussion with the ABS system, automatic balls and strikes, has been tested out, I believe, at AAA this year. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball up and in as Alvarez spins out of the way. 2-1. And that's one of the things that I think has kind of a split decision on it. I think a lot of players and people who watch the game are for that. I think there are some that are not. It's just the human element of it. Everyone's got the unique strike zone. As the 2-1 pitch is hit a mile high into left. Shallow, playable for the left fielder, who will be called off by a shortstop in Brian Urbanasi, who makes the catch, and that is out number one. Alvarez just missed him as he got underneath. One gone for Drake Baldwin.
Catcher
number 9, Drake Baldwin. As Baldwin bats from the left side. Time to run at second. And Kevin Kilpatrick. That's a step off by Lubier. Baldwin 0-for-2 tonight. Has caught a couple of people stealing tonight. Good defensive game for Drake. First pitch is a strike on the inside curl corner as he twirls one there, 0-1. But to go back to that automatic balls and strike discussion, and you'd still have home plate umpires, and they'd be the one to generate whether the pitch was in that designated strike zone or not. 0-1 pitch is a high fly into right. Another playable ball for the right fielder. And Juan Chacon, who calls off everybody, he's there. He'll make the catch. Kilpatrick will bluff a tag as the throw comes back into second, but he gets back. And after the leadoff double, Lubier has retired 2 in a row. And it'll now be up to David McCabe with the tie run still at second. Switch hitting Baldwin in from the left side. Kilpatrick at second. 2-1 Red Sox here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to him is bounced right back to the mound on a hop. Bluebeer picks it, flips the first underhand, and the Green Jackets will come up empty in the bottom of the fifth. Leadoff double gets left out there. Bluebeer gets the next three, and we are through five now. Here from SRP Park, 2-1 Red Sox on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Sixth inning here from North Augusta, SRP Park, 2-1 Red Sox. Scored two runs in the first on an infield single by Eduardo Lopez that played it two. Green Jackets got one back on an infield hit by Caden Morton in the second. We have been deadlocked ever since. Red Sox do not have a hit since the first inning. Peyton Williams, a big reason for that as he works here into the sixth, his fourth inning on the mound. First pitch to Edinson Paulino is a strike. Leadoff man gets it going for the Red Sox. He has the one of the two runs and also one of the two hits, the leadoff double. 0-1-2, Paulino is a little bit low. One ball, one strike. Longest outing of the season here for Peyton Williams. Previous high was 2 1/3. He's gone three here tonight so far on 30 pitches. As the pitch is a strike. Drops it on the inside corner, 2-2 to Edinson Paulino. He's reached both times he's batted tonight against J.R. Ritchie. Doubled and walked on him. The pitch is a check swing down and in. They think about asking but do not. Paulino just lost his balance a little bit. Full boat to Paulino. Williams has yet to allow a base runner in this outing. 3-2 is a called strike three. Locked him up with the slider. Let it go by, wasn't looking for it. And Peyton Williams has strikeout number four.
Shortstop number 19, Brenier Badachi.
No question, best outing of the year for Peyton Williams. Has tied his season high with strikeouts. Third time he's struck out four. And he's now gone 3 1/3. First pitch, bullseye to Brenier Badachi. 10 up and 10 down since he's entered. 0-1 pitch. Slider ripped into center. That'll be a base hit. First hit for the Red Sox since the first, and it's also their first against Peyton Williams as they finally put on a base runner against him. And that will bring out Mike Steed, the pitching coach, just to talk with Williams briefly. Tyler Owens just got up in the bullpen. The way this outing has gone for Peyton Williams, they'd love to get him through four here. Pitch counts in excellent shape. He's thrown 37 pitches, plenty in the strike zone, 29 of them. As he gets set to face Roman Anthony, who is 0-2 with a couple of bounce outs to E.J. Exposito at second. Let's see just a brief discussion with his right-hander after getting the first base runner since the second inning. Green Jackets are down by one. They've done a nice job holding the Red Sox offense in check tonight. Williams entered for J.R. Ritchie in the third inning. J.R. in his first SRP Park start. Two innings, two hits, two runs, both earned. Three strikeouts, three walks as Anthony tries to call for time, and he does. The one he's allowed per at-bat. Don't stare short tonight, 19-year-olds that were planned out to go that way. Nothing too extreme for him. First pitch to Roman Anthony is a strike. Right out of the outside corner with a fastball, 0-1. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz was the starter for the Red Sox tonight. Three innings, two hits. One run given up. That was in the second. Two strikeouts, two walks. He will not factor into the decision tonight. Williams, a snap throw over to first. And back with a dive is Bonassi. J.R. Ritchie, on the other hand, currently slated for the loss unless Green Jackets offense can pick him up. Need to get something going. Down 2-1 here in the sixth inning. The 0-1 is on the inside corner. Well spotted by Williams. Consecutive hitters. Gets Anthony down in the count. That slider has been magnificent for him tonight. Does he try it to the lefty and Anthony? Use the back door, ambush him down and in. The target goes in. 0-2 pitch is the slider, and he got him looking. Sticks the landing. Anthony let it go by, and Peyton Williams has a season best and career high for strikeouts. That is his fifth. And there are two away for Roberto Mexicano. A pair of K's looking here in the sixth inning for Peyton Williams. The man is hot on the mound, trying to make it four scoreless. First, a throw over the first, and back with a dive. Once again is Briner Bonassi. Now Williams has it all going here tonight. First pitch to Mexicano is a strike. Twirled him out of the box, but he drops it right on the outside corner. If you're looking for a sign to show that he's got it going, that right there would be it. Completely fool Mexicano at the plate. Hey, another throw over to first. Has matched his career high with five strikeouts here tonight. And nearly four scoreless. The runner goes, 0-1 pitches a strike, throw down to second is a little wide and off the glove. Exposito, runner's going to take off for third. Alvarez slides to stop it, but it'll be too late as Bonassi will take second, then move up to third on an error. Bit of a wide throw that was just out of the glove of E.J. Exposito and trickled far enough away from him, where Bonassi was able to take an extra base. First swipe tonight for the Red Sox. It could be a key one here. As their third run of the game is now 90 feet away. At the count, 0-2 to Roberto Mexicano. And he's still in a spot where he is dead set, focused on the first baseman for Salem, currently batting. Baldwin puts up the target. 0-2 pitch is slapped and fouled away behind home. Baldwin will give it a look, but it's foul right on top of us. Infield is back. Williams going for strikeout number six. Would be a great spot for it. 0-2 pitch. And he just missed off the outside corner. Everybody here thought he had it except for Elliot Melton. Just a little wide. That whole infield took a couple steps in towards the dugout. Williams still working ahead. One ball and two strikes. The kick and the throw, and a bouncer behind the mound. It's snagged by Williams. Soft toss over to first, and he makes the play. A nice little pirouette by Peyton Williams makes a nice play to get Roberto Mexicano. And the right-hander has thrown four scoreless out of the bullpen. Leaves one strand at third, and we are off to the bottom of the sixth. Augusta trailing, though, 2-1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
SRP is your local credit.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on
you. Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Still 2-1 Red Sox, bottom half of the sixth from SRP Park. Justin Janis against Blake Lubier to start, and he fouls back the first pitch of the inning. Nothing in one. As Augusta looking to rally here, down 2-1. Some great momentum from Peyton Williams, who just threw his fourth shutout inning as the 0-1 pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Longest outing of Williams' season and career. And he's perfected it tonight just about. 1-1 is outside, 2-1. Gave up a one-out hit last inning, but left Brandon Bonassi over at third base when the inning concluded. Has matched his career high with 5 strikeouts as well. 2-1. Janis late to a fastball from Lubier. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Infield playing back for Salem. It's Justin Janis who's 1-for-2. The pitch is cut on and missed. Elevated a fastball at 92, and Janis just a tad behind it. As Lubier comes through for him, strikeout number 4. E.J. Exposito to the plate. Green Jackets trying to get somebody aboard here. There's pitch to him. He's in the dirt, 1-0. Augusta has put runners in scoring position the last 2 innings. Had second and third with 2 outs back in the 4th against Lubier. Kevin Kilpatrick was at second with nobody out last inning. He did not advance. 1-0 pitch. Excuse me. Swing check foul. Right up against the Green Jacket dugout. 1 ball, 1 strike. Augusta tonight has left 6 out there, 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. 0-for-8 last night in their tough 17-3 loss. 1-1. A check swing, it's good on the outside corner. Spins one right to the outside edge. And Exposito in protection mode now against Lubier. 1-2 is up and in, and that hit him. Just caught a piece of him as Exposito snaps the bat. Helmet flew off. And just grazed him on the shoulder. And not the way Lubier wanted that to go down. Exposito didn't get hit by much, but whenever you get rushed up and in like that, never an easy one to take. He'll take his base. Tying run once again is on for Augusta. And it'll be Mekhi Backstrom. He'll come up as the go-ahead run here in the sixth inning. Backstrom has reached both times today. A walk and a single. Got left at third last time he reached back in the fourth. First pitch is high from Lubier as Mekhi gets up in the count. Last home run Backstrom hit was a grand slam in Delmarva. Almost about a month ago. He's feeling due for one. Throw over to first. Close play, but Exposito's back with a head first dive. Able to get that hand in there. It's just about maximize that lead. Green Jackets might be looking to steal Exposito here. He's only got 2 stolen bases in a small 20-game sample size, but he has a really good lead out there. About 2.5 off the bag. The pitch to Backstrom is going to pin the inside corner. Gas from Lubier at 92. 1 ball, 1 strike. Union Jack is an aggressive base-stealing team. Love to get a runner into scoring position here. Tyler Owens continues to loosen the Green Jacket bullpen. Down by one. 1-1 is strike two. Fastball in that same exact spot for Blake Lubier. And he gets up on Mackay. 1-2. Now he has tremendous right field power as the ball comes in from the bullpen. Red Sox infield shifted up the middle looking for a double play. They give a little off the line to Backstrom. That along left. 1-2, a ball down and away. Had a good read on a slider from Blake Lubier. 2-2. This is the third in the mound for a right-hander for Salem. He's thrown 41 pitches. Had to work a little bit back in his first frame, but settled things down. 2-2. Backstrom swings and fouls one into the mitt of the catcher, McElvaney. And that will be strikeout number five for Blake Lubier. Two away for Ethan Werkinger.
Strike fielder number 25, Ethan Werkinger.
Exposito still over at first, about 2.5 steps off that first base bag. Augusta down 2-1. Throw over to first and back with another dive is Exposito. Mexicano keeps the tag on him just in case he pops up. Werkinger doubled off the left field wall. Does he have another extra base hit in him? First pitch to him is just a bit away. Working that outside corner once again to the right-handers he's faced. That's been a spot to where a lot of pitchers like to go. Exposito gets his lead off of first. Mexicano holds him on. 1-0 pitch, Werkinger, a drive into the left. This ball's going to fly. A go-ahead two-run homer for Ethan Werkinger. Just missed a homer his last time up. That one clears the fence, and Augusta has their first lead, 3-2. Second home run for Werkinger. His first at SRP Park, and it's a timely one. Two out damage by the Green Jackets. 3-2 game. Morton on the first pitch pops one up into shallow center. It will be called for by the shortstop, Bonassi, and he will make the catch in between a couple of Red Sox, and that will end the inning. But Augusta takes the lead. Lightning strikes with two outs. Ethan Werkinger sends one over the wall and left. 3-2 Augusta. We head to the seventh on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
It is now the end of the sixth inning. Our Warrior Wednesday jersey option.
And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
takes over on the mound. Augusta has their first lead of the night. It's 3-2 as Owens is on to face Eduardo Lopez. He's in for Peyton Williams. First pitch, fastball down and in from Owens. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets just snatched their first lead of the night on a go-ahead two-run homer with 2 outs by Ethan Werkinger. 1-0 pitch, a bouncer to second. Exposito, Wade Ford, he's got it. Takes his time and flips to first to get Lopez. One up and one down here in the top of the seventh inning for Augusta as Owens gets his first out of the night. And here comes Juan Chacon. Here it's number 31 for Owens. It's his 25th out of the bullpen, or 27th out of the bullpen, I beg your pardon. And the pitching's been excellent tonight for Augusta. Just 2 runs on 3 hits. Both of those runs came in the first. First pitch to Chacon is down and away from Owens. Overthrew a fastball, 1-0. 2 runs in the first on a 2-run single by Lopez, who was just retired. Only 1 hit since that point. It came last inning. 1-0 pitch, a jam shot foul ball our direction and out of play. 1-1 to Chacon. Green Jackets got one back on an infield hit by Caden Morton back in the second. Stayed 2-1 until last inning when Ethan Werkinger made his mark and put Augusta in the lead. Break-even pitch. Breaking ball. Strike two. Spins one to the edge. 1-2. Chacon is 0-2 with a couple of Ks. No one's trying to make it a hat trick. 1-2. A grounder towards short. Alvarez ranges over. He's got it. Throws on the run behind second, and they got him by a couple of steps. Perfectly played by Ignacio Alvarez. 2 up, 2 down on a pair of ground balls this inning for Tyler Owens. 1-2, that one to short. And it'll be Daniel McElvaney.
Catcher number 11, Daniel McElvaney.
Green Jackets 3, Red Sox 2. With 2 outs here in the seventh. Owens' first pitch is on the outside corner. Blazes one to the corner at 95. Trying to continue the momentum and success Peyton Williams had through the last 4 for Augusta as the 0-1 pitch is on the edge again. Same spot, same result on consecutive fastballs. And time is called by McElvaney as he tries to slow down Owens. Got a career-long 4 innings for Peyton, gave just 1 hit. That was last inning, no runs. Matched his career high with 5 strikeouts and no walks. 0-2. It's just a bit down and out. Baldwin made it look good, but not to the liking of Elliott Melton. Owens still ahead, 1-2. A bouncing ball to third. This one will go behind the bag by a few feet. A lot of backspin on that one from Daniel McElvaney. 1-2. Green Jackets will have the top of the order due up in their next half inning. Kilpatrick, Alvarez, and Baldwin. It's number 11 of the inning coming up for Tyler Owens. 1-2. And down he goes. Got to chase the slider upstairs and goes right through it. 1-2-3 for Owens in the seventh. 2 ground balls in the K. We stretch here from SRP Park. Augusta 3, Salem 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Coming up for Augusta, they lead it 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. Blake Lubier back to the mound, and the first pitch to Kilpatrick spins down and away for a ball. Kilpatrick doubled in his last time up. He is 1-for-3 tonight. 1-0 pitch, a wave and a miss. Chased a slider again down and away from Lubier. One ball, no strikes. Break-even pitch is inside, almost caught the elbow guard. Two balls and one strike. A wave and a fly ball into left near the alley. This will be played by the right fielder. Nope, center fielder, and Anthony will make the catch as he sends one the opposite way. Nice catch by Roman Anthony, who covered a lot of ground out there. One away for Ignacio Alvarez. Looked like that was Chacon all the way until it wasn't. One away for Alvarez. First pitch to Ignacio is a little bit low. One ball, no strikes to Alvarez. 0-for-3 tonight. 1-0 pitch. Alvarez got jammed and popped him back foul out of play. One ball, one strike, the count. Good catch by a fan somewhere. Not sure where, though. Out of my line of sight. 1-1 pitch is on the outside corner. Slider by Lubier. There is a right-hander loosening in the pen for Salem at this moment. 1-2 pitch is high, and ducking out of the way is Alvarez. Two balls and two strikes. A grounder up the middle. It's off the diving glove of Bonassi and into center. And Alvarez strikes one hard on the ground. Nice effort by Bonassi, but just a bit out of his range. And Augusta has their seventh hit of the night. Now how about an insurance run here? With Alvarez aboard, Drake Baldwin will come up. Three-two Green Jackets, bottom of the seventh inning. They're out hitting Salem 7-3. First pitch to Baldwin is sliced deep to left, but just a bit foul. Makes its way deep into the concourse. Nothing to one to the Augusta catcher, who is 0-for-3 tonight. Has had a strong game defensively. He's caught back-to-back nights. Third-round pick out of Missouri State. Top 30 prospect. 0-1 pitch is up and away. 1-1. Not to be excited about this young group of Green Jackets currently here. Baldwin right in the middle of all that. Replacing Adam Zabrowski as the primary catcher for Augusta. Now that Zabrowski is up with the High A club in Rome, Georgia, he'll be a part of their playoff push. They are in the postseason of the Rome Braves. There goes Alvarez. Pitches outside. Throw down to second is high and not going to get him. A dive into second head first by Ignacio Alvarez. Picked the perfect pitch to go on. McElvaney unable to put a good throw down to second. And Alvarez has his third steal in a Green Jacket uniform. It's in a key spot now that he's in scoring position. Baldwin can bring him home with a hit. Alvarez moves pretty well. Two and one. The kick and the throw. A liner down the right field side. That is a foul ball just by a foot or two. Didn't miss it by much. Baldwin almost made it 4-2. Struck one right down that right field line as he turned on it. Two balls and two strikes. And a catcher from Madison, Wisconsin. Lubier working out of the stretch. Check second. Deals the pitch. And it is a call. Strike three. Perfectly placed breaking ball by Blake Lubier. That is his sixth strikeout. And there are two gone now in the inning. As a new season high for Lubier with K's with six. A season and career high for the young right-hander from Orlando, Florida. Gave up the two-run home run, the sixth, but otherwise he is throwing the ball well tonight for Salem. First pitch to David McCabe is going to dip a bit low. 1-0 to McCabe. He was 0-for-2 with a walk tonight. He scored the first run for Augusta way back in the second inning. Just hitting the 8 o'clock hour here at SRP Park. This game a couple hours old. 1-0 pitch. McCabe had a King's Cup, but he missed. Tried to golf one out to right. 1-1 to McCabe. Dustin Janis due next. McCabe chokes up on that big bat. Break even pitch is just going to float off the outside edge. 2-1. Got Ignacio Alvarez standing at second. He singled, then stole the bag. Green Jackets looking for a timely base hit. They're 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position tonight. Their biggest swing came last inning from Ethan Werkinger, a two-run homer. The lone hit they do have with a runner in scoring position was Caden Morton back in the second. That scored McCabe. Ball two and strike one. Here's the pitch. And that one is a ball outside. Threw him another curve ball, 3-1. As action continues in the Red Sox bullpen, Lubier is one out away from tossing four innings himself on the mound. He's in for starter Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. 3-1. McCabe takes a ball inside. That'll be a five-pitch walk to David McCabe. Base was open at first. And that will be it. Blake Lubier will be done for the day as his manager Luke Montz will pop out of the dugout after 60-plus pitches for the right-hander. Gave up the tough two-run home run to Ethan Werkinger, but otherwise held down the fort pretty well. He will depart as we've got a good battle going on this Saturday night. Pitching change for the Red Sox. It's Augusta 3, Salem 2 here in the bottom of the seventh with two out and two on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Justin Janis will enter after the pitching change by the Red Sox. Right-hander Christopher Troy is on to throw as he'll face off with Justin Janis. Righty on lefty matchup. First pitch from Troy is outside for a ball. And it's one ball, no strikes. Second time this week, Troy has worked on the mound as he faces off with the lefty and Janis, first and second. Two gone, the inning. Augusta up 3-2. The pitch is a check swing down and in. They will ask on the base pass. He did not go. Two balls and no strikes the count. Janis is 1-for-3. Two oh pitch, a swing and a foul back into the wire. Two balls and a strike. Troy last worked back on Thursday night through a scoreless inning with a couple of strikeouts. He is in here for Blake Lubier, who just nearly covered four innings on the mound. 2-1 is a strike on the inside corner, 2-2. That's a key insurance run at the very least stand at second base. An additional one right behind him over at first. 2-2 pitch. A tapper foul by Justin Janis. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Janis. A swing and a fly ball deep to left field. Castro back to the track, and it's out of here. The first home run for Justin Janis in his professional career is a three-run bomb to give Augusta a 6-2 lead here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Takes one to the opposite field, and it is a huge blast as Augusta has scored six unanswered to take a four-run lead. Two home runs now in the last couple of innings for Augusta have plated them five. They lead it 6-2 as they get the home run off Christopher Troy. First pitch is a ball outside, and it's 1-0. Esposito batting from the right-hand side. The 1-0 pitch. A swing and a pop-up foul to the right side. That will get out of play. One ball and one strike. And the second hit tonight for Justin Janis. That is his first big fly. 1-1 is on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. And he sends a lot to the opposite field, and that's where a lot of his power's been. That one just got over the wall and left. The 1-2 pitch is a slider down and away, 2-2. A grounder is short, right to Bonassi. He's up with it, and an overtop throw will get Esposito over at first. That will end the inning. But Augusta gets three huge runs on a three-run homer by Justin Janis. We head to the eighth inning. It's now 6-2 Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5.
which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Luis Ravel starts it off for the Red Sox. Augusta up by four. First pitch is bounced to second base. E.J. Exposito right there. One up and one down. Slightly wide throw by Exposito, but long stretch by Backstrom gets him the out. One gone on one pitch for Tyler Owens, who threw a 1-2-3-7. He's retired four in a row. Him and Peyton Williams have combined to put away the last six for Augusta. Four of those six on the ground. The other two are K's. Righty lefty, first pitch to Castro is rocked to deep right center. Back is Kilpatrick. He won't get to it as it one hops off the base of the wall. He'll pick it up as Castro's on his way to third. Ball goes to Exposito, the cutoff man, and it's a first hit triple for Castro. It's his first knock with the Salem Red Sox, and it's a scorcher to right center field as he ends up at third base. First base runner, the Red Sox have gotten off of Tyler Owens.
Third baseman number 9, Edison Paulino.
First pitch to Paulino is a little tall. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets up by four. A three-run homer by Justin Janis gives them some much-needed breathing room. Now they come through with a big swing, their second homer in as many innings as that one is slapped to the left side, and Edison Paulino is going to bring another one home. Drove in seven last night. That will get them back within three on an RBI single to the left side. Castro scores from third. It is now 6-3 Green Jackets. Second time or second hit today for Paulino. He's reached three times. Tyner moves into the on-deck area as Brian Arbonasi comes up. Righty on lefty. First pitch to Bonassi's outside. One ball, no strikes. Red Sox have come back a couple times in this series. Rallied from three down back on Thursday night to win 10-5. Also cut off a rally back on Wednesday as the 1-0 pitch is a strike. On the inside corner, 1-1. Enter the ninth inning down by a run on Wednesday before they came back to win 6-4. Entered that frame down 4-3, so you definitely can't count this team out. Break-even pitch is high, 2-1. And Owens was pitching that game back on Wednesday. He just about had that game closed out. It was an infield hit by Tyler Miller that kept it going. And then it was a home run by Paulino that eventually won it for the Red Sox. Throw over to first, and he will dive back in. Didn't have a huge lead over there. Already has been caught stealing once tonight. We'll see if he tests his luck again against Drake Baldwin. New pitcher on the mound he's working against, though. 2-1 pitch. A ground ball to second. Could be two. Alvarez has it to Exposito for one. On to first, and they turned it. 6-4-3, inning over. As Tyler Owens wipes out Paulino at second. Relay to first in time to get Bonassi by a step. And Tyler Owens gives up just the one run in the eighth inning. 7.5 through, 6-3 Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art cyber technology center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Lead is trimmed to three after an RBI single by Edinson Paulino, where Reiner Benassi bounces into an inning-ending double play. 6-4-3 caps the damage. And now Christopher Choi back to the mound to face the bottom third for Augusta, starting with Makai Backstrom. First pitch is on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Now Backstrom has reached a couple of times today. Augusta has scored five runs in the last two innings, both all of them coming on homers. As the 0-1 is down and in. One ball, one strike to Augusta's first baseman. 1-for-2 tonight. Break-even pitch. A breaking ball up and away. 2-1. A foul back and out of play. And it's 2-2. As Backstrom upset himself, had one to hit, but just a little behind it. And I'm going to time it up on the breaking ball from Troy. 2-2. Green Jackets looking to get back in this series. If they're able to close out in the final game, or I should say this inning here tonight coming up, win tomorrow, they'll earn a split in their final home series. They'll be on the road next week to finish up the season. They'll be in Kannapolis. 2-2, a check swing. It is good anyway on the inside corner as Troy strikes out Backstrom looking, and there is one away. Tenth strikeout tonight for the Red Sox pitching staff between Troy Lubier and Rodriguez Cruz. Now the man who put Augusta in front back in the sixth inning bats, Ethan Werkinger, had a two-run homer back in the sixth inning. First pitch is on the inside or outside corner, and so in one. Came with two strikes and two outs. Back in the sixth inning, Werkinger ripped one out of here to left. 0-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. Chased one in the dirt. A good breaking ball by Troy. 0-2. Is down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Markinger trying to put himself aboard. Here's the pitch, and it is high. Now the count is 2-2 to Markinger. He's reached his last couple of times, a double and a homer. Here it comes, and a swing and a miss. Troy strikes him out. And there are two away in the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts by Troy. And it will be Kaden Morton.
Left fielder number two, Kaden Morton.
Already on ready. First pitch is a ball outside as it just missed to Morton. First RBI of the night for Augusta back in the second inning. One-0. A wave and a miss. That has been a good slider by Troy as he continues to work it away. One ball, one strike. Right where you want to put it to the right-handed hitters. Looks good out the hand and then just breaks away from you. 1-1 pitch is going to dot the eye on the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. On two is in the dirt. Norton took it for a ball. Good eye on the breaking ball. Horton maybe trying to make it a three-homer night once again for Augusta. They are right in the thick of possibly being the home run leaders as a team this year. They now have 106 bombs. They were four back of Fayetteville entering tonight. 2-2 pitches, a check swing, but a called strike three. On the outside corner, and Christopher Choi strikes out the side in straight order here in the eighth inning. Morton not too pleased about it. His at-bat is over. Ninth inning coming up, though. Augusta looking to close out game five. They lead it 6-3. Tyler Owens back on the mound looking for a 9-out save on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Top of the ninth for the Salem Red Sox. Augusta leads it 6-3, trying to close out game five. Tyler Owens' first pitch to Anthony is sprayed foul into the left field seats. It's 0-1. James Acuna just got up in the bullpen just in case. Owens just threw his 20th pitch, looking for a 9-out save. He came in when Augusta was ahead by one as the 0-1 pitch is slapped foul again. As that'll twist out, 0-2. Trying to make a winner out of Peyton Williams, who very much would deserve it tonight through his four shutout nearly perfect innings. You have just one base runner. Owens entering the seventh with Augusta up by one. They have added three to that. To go up by three here as there's a foul back by Anthony. And the count still 0-2. It was a three-run homer by Justin Janis in the seventh, putting Augusta up by four, but then one in the eighth on an RBI single by Edinson Paulino made it 6-3, and here we stand. 0-2 pitch. Another foul as that one shoots into the Green Jacket dugout. Look out, everyone. Now a duck for cover. Nothing into the count. Owens kicks and throws. And a liner to left, scorched right to Caden Morton. He'll backpedal and make the catch. One away here in the ninth inning. That one hit a ton by Anthony. Hot shot off the bat, but right to a Green Jacket sure-handed outfielder. One away for Roberto Mexicano. Green Jacket 6, Red Sox 3. That'll be Cedric DeGrom Prix for Augusta against Hunter Dobbins tomorrow for the finale. Final home game as the first pitch is tapped foul by Mexicano. 0-1. The Grand Prix looking for a little bit of a bounce back. Short start for him last week in Myrtle Beach. Just got one out. You know, he'll relish the opportunity. Another draft choice by the Braves. A one pitch, a liner into center. Kilpatrick retreats near the track. Will make the over-the-shoulder catch. And there are two away here in the ninth inning. One out left in the tank for the Red Sox, trying to extend this game. Green Jackets up by three, 6-3. Owens just shy of 30 pitches. Looking for the save. First pitch to Lopez, a swing and a miss. Starts him with the gas at 95. Owens has four saves on the year. Rob Griswold is the team leader with eight. 0-1 is a ball outside. One ball, one strike. This has been a good outing for Owens. After the tough one back on Wednesday, he is in a groove tonight. 1-1. He is high, 2-1. And has been a case for the pitching staff all tonight. J.R. Ritchie went 2-plus innings. Both runs that scored on him came in the first, but had a great second. Hayden Williams had a nearly perfect four innings, and now Tyler Owens looking to conquer three. 2-1 pitch is popped up. This should do it. Right behind shortstop. This will be called off by Ignacio Alvarez, who makes the catch in shallow left. And Augusta wins game 5, 6-3. Powered by a pair of home runs by Werkinger and Justin Janis. The Green Jackets have a chance for a series split tomorrow as they win it 6-3 here on Saturday night. Good comeback win for Augusta. Finale coming up of the home season tomorrow. Augusta will go for a split. We wrap it up next on the Easy Go postgame show. Built by Easy Go. That is next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Welcome to the Easy Go postgame show here from SRP Park. It is a final. Augusta wins it over the Salem Red Sox, 6-3 the final score, as a pair of home runs power Augusta to the end of their three-game losing streak. Mitchell Speltz with you to wrap things up here from SRP Park as we get you the final numbers of the ball game. First for the Salem Red Sox. Three runs, five hits, no errors. They stranded two runners on base. For Augusta, six runs, eight hits, one error. They stranded six. Winning pitcher is Peyton Williams. Blake Lubier takes the loss. He is now 1-3. The save goes to Tyler Owens, who is now 5-for-7 on save chances this season. Time of the ball game, 2 hours and 13 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,986 here from SRP Park. Time now for our WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game, and that will go to Ethan Werkinger, who had the go-ahead two-run home run in the sixth inning, put Augusta at that time up 3-2, and give them a lead. They did not give up as they held on to win 6-3. And part of the reason why they held on to that lead was because of our it guy tonight. The it guy of the game goes to Justin Janis, who had a key three-run homer in the seventh inning to put Augusta up by three. He comes in and provides the big spark for Augusta late in the ball game. Now time for our final drive around the league, presented by EasyGo. We check out some Carolina League scores for tonight. A lot of finals across the board. Fayetteville shuts out Down East 7-0. Carolina just barely holds off Columbia. Led that game 8-0 going into the eighth. Firefly scores 7 in the final two innings, but fall just one run short. Bottom of the eighth inning in Fredericksburg, it's 5-2 Frednats over the Delmarva Shorebirds. The Charleston River Dogs have come back. They have scored currently 5 unanswered runs, 7-5 to take a 2-run lead. And Kannapolis 6, Lynchburg 3 in the top of the seventh inning. In the Braves ranks tonight, AAA Gwinnett in a doubleheader wins game 1, 7-0 over Jacksonville. Game 2 is tied at 3. Mississippi and Tennessee in AA have been postponed. Greenville shuts out Rome tonight, 8-0 the final score from Advent Health Stadium in Rome, Georgia. The Atlanta Braves currently hold a 1-0 lead over the Miami Marlins. Austin Riley just put Atlanta in front with a solo home run in the fourth inning. Tomorrow is the final home game of the regular season for the Augusta Green Jackets. They will play host to the Salem Red Sox one more time. Hunter Dobbins gets the call for the Red Sox. He will face Cedric DeGrandpre, the 13th rounder for the Atlanta Braves. He'll make his home debut tomorrow. First pitch tomorrow is at 6:05 local time here in the Eastern Time Zone. 5:45 for the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer. Again, 6:05 first pitch tomorrow, 5:45 for the On Deck Show. Otherwise, that will conclude our coverage here tonight from SRP Park. My name is Mitchell Spelt. Saying so long and good night here from North Augusta. Thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday night. Hope you had a good time. And the Green Jackets will now look to close out the home season with a victory tomorrow night. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow. Good night.